The Milwaukee Public Museum is getting ready to relocate. And as part of our series exploring the museum's archives ahead of its move, we're now turning to zoology. Nearly half of the MPM's 4 million artifacts are in its zoology department. It includes taxidermy animals, preserved bugs, and birds. Curator Julia Colby says that some of the collection will be displayed for the first time at the Future Museum. Joy Powers and Eddie Morales learned more from Colby about the MPM zoology collection, including its numerous birds.
So about how many items in the Milwaukee Public Museum's collection are in the zoology department?
It's about 2 million specimens. That's a rough estimate. Some of them are, you know, drawers and drawers and drawers of insects, which we think we've counted accurately, but I think that there's some material there that is not, you know. So it's about 2 million, though, total.
How much of that ends up actually on the floor?
Less than 1%. It's a tiny, tiny amount. And a lot of it, as we'll talk about here in a little bit, is just if we put them on display, like what would the public get out of them versus the harm to the object or the space that we'd take to display it? It's just not evocative. It doesn't help us tell the story that we want to tell. And so it doesn't really serve a purpose to be out.
Can you talk a little bit about what you're expecting when it comes time to move to the Future Museum?
Yeah, so this is actually our first collection that we're getting ready to move, my first collection that we're getting ready to move. We're going to hire some folks to do inventory so we know exactly what we are packing when we pack it. So they're going to go through, they're going to check it off on the list, verify some data to make sure they've got the right specimen in front of them. It gets a barcode that will just be tied around the legs gently, and then we'll know how many Orioles we have, what cabinet, what drawer they're in, what cabinet they're in. This material is easy-ish to move because you can move it in the drawer and then we'll just unload it. We'll either load it into new drawers and load those drawers into the cabinet, or we'll move it in these drawers and move them into the new cabinets. Some of the stuff, like the taxidermy, most of these are going on exhibit, but the taxidermy does get a little bit dodgier because you've got to, you know, you've got to keep it in the right orientation, you've got to keep it from tipping, and many of these are designed to be sort of clipped onto the wall. But it's, you just look at each one and sort of figure out how to do it and how to keep it supported and then go from there. I will say that it does keep me up at night, but it doesn't, it's not that bad. This is not the worst collection to move. This stuff is relatively hale and hardy and, you know, robust. There are some other collections where that's not the case, or they're just much more breakable, but this collection is, will be relatively easy.
You mentioned some of these items being on exhibit.
Yeah.
Will that be the first time that they've been on display?
I mean, other than being loaned out in classrooms, I don't think anything, these, you know, were never in cases at the old museum or even in this museum. So I think that these will be on display for the first time, essentially. There's, in these collections, were largely built for exhibit. That's what they were collecting for primarily, other than the scientific specimens. And so they definitely had an eye to the best things, but I don't know that any of these have ever been on exhibit. There would be certainly a lot of them if there were. It would just be a whole museum of birds.
What can people expect with how this department will have a space in the Future Museum?
I mean, so these birds, as an example, since we're talking about them, there is, I don't know, I haven't seen the final like renderings of this yet, but we're talking about an exhibit called Migration South, which runs through one of the Wisconsin galleries, and up above is the migration of birds going south. Because most of these birds do not live here year-round. They live in the, they winter somewhere else, and they come up here in the summers to take advantage of the fact that we have longer day length in the summer. And so they will be flying or perched in trees somehow. We haven't worked all that out. But they will be migrating south out sort of towards our rainforest in the new building.